Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It looks like North Texas had several connections to Nashville. Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. Hundreds of people packed a prayer service in Dallas for a North Texas man who lost his daughter in the shooting in Nashville. And we're now hearing a second family at the church lost a member.
I fear no foe.
Park City's Presbyterian Church hosted the service. Chad Scruggs' 9-year-old daughter was killed. He had been a pastor there before moving to Nashville in 2018. Current senior pastor Mark Davis says he was at a meeting while youth staff were meeting in the chapel when they heard Scruggs' church was involved.
We all just gathered immediately, not knowing very much, praying earnestly for Hallie, and not knowing if she was dead or alive.
Substitute teacher Cindy Peek was also killed. Park City's Presbyterian Women's Ministries Director Carrie Steinbach says Peek's sister is a member of the church, so many in Dallas knew her too.
She loved that school, and she loved being a substitute as much as she could. And Lord, you knew in your sovereignty and your care that that was the day that she would be called home to be with you.
Davis says he's already talked to Scruggs, and even while he was struggling with the emotion, he still acknowledged God was in control. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
More now on the attempts to find a 6-year-old boy out of Everman. Police say Noel Alvarez is still missing and has been since November. His mother has traveled to India. Chief Craig Spencer says he's not convinced the child is dead, but the case is leaning toward a criminal investigation.
He had chronic lung disease. He requires treatment. He requires, you know, albuterol treatments and so forth, and oxygen at times. And I think that's been the primary health concern that we've had is he getting that treatment?
He says the boy's family left the country without him. Their car was discovered at DFW Airport. Chief Spencer is pleading with the public to come forward if they have any information about the boy. A specifically appointed judge has taken under advisement a request for a Dallas County judge to be removed from 3 murder cases.
The district attorney's office wants Judge Amber Givens replaced in the upcoming trials, claiming she has shown a bias in her comments and the prosecutorial way she conducted pretrial hearings. But defense lawyers say that's precisely why Givens should stay. Defense attorney Heath Harris argues that but were it not for Givens, nobody would have known about the DPD's missing evidence scandal.
I think the sad thing is that what was revealed here is I think you got both sides trying to make sure that all the discovery rules were adhered to. We find out that they weren't. You know, she's doing her job.
If Givens stays, it's possible the murder cases could be dismissed. Judge Jim Pruitt says he'll decide the matter by the end of the week. From the Crowley Courthouse, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas Senator John Cornyn continues his war with the Biden administration over the border today. In question of U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Cornyn says the secretary is refusing to take accountability for the Biden administration's failed policies, which have led to the trafficking of illegal drugs at our southern border.
My constituents are saying, who's accountable? Who's accountable? Who's paying a price? Who got fired? Well, you haven't been fired. You should be fired, but you haven't been fired because you were carrying out the policies of the Biden administration. And we've seen nothing but death and destruction as a result.
Cornyn says the families who have had loved ones die as a result of fentanyl overdoses deserve an apology. And the NFL is starting its new year with meetings in Phoenix this week. Today, Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy spoke to the press about the addition of Stephon Gilmore at cornerback and Brandon Cooks at receiver and how impressed he was with both.
You could see it immediately just when they came in to sign their contracts, the impact that they'll make, particularly with our young players. So real excited the way they fit into our locker room, because I always, you know, emphasize that the locker room is the most important component of the football operations. I feel we have an excellent locker room to build off of, and these guys are a great fit for us, both.
He also spoke about the difficulty the team had in saying goodbye to longtime running back Ezekiel Elliott.
He's very coachable, a great teammate. you know, he's loved in the locker room. So, I mean, all those things factor. But, you know, I think just like anything, you know, the financial, you know, puzzle, you're always trying to put it together and trying to, you know, build and grow your football team. So these decisions are always very difficult.
The team is now focused on the draft. The Cowboys have the 26th pick in the first round. With your afternoon All-Local, I'm Austin York.
The All-Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.